Who influences what? Technology has a big impact on how people live and interact, more than people influence technology. People are like supporting actors in the play of technology's development. They help technology grow and become more important in everyday life. Today, an average family has 3 devices that connect to the Internet. By 2020, this number will increase to 10 or more. As digitalization, robotics, and the Internet of Things become more important in business, the human side of doing business will decrease. People will start buying cars and homes without ever meeting a salesperson face-to-face, which might make them miss human interaction. While consumers like the convenience of doing business online or by phone, they still want human contact. Companies need to move towards digital business, but shouldn't ignore human interaction. Self-service is efficient and cheap, but computers can't be creative, empathic, or passionate like humans. These qualities are human, and only people can provide them. Smart companies make sure there's a chance for human contact in every customer interaction. Digitalize consumer choices. Digital commerce is evolving in several waves. 1. Mobile. Smartphones and tablets are becoming more powerful and faster. This means smarter apps and wearable devices, like smartwatches, will bring more immediate satisfaction to consumers. 2. Internet of Everything. Manufacturers are adding sensor technology to almost every product, connecting them to the Internet and each other. For instance, Philips has a smart toothbrush that can assess how well you brush your teeth and might even schedule your next dentist appointment in the future. 3. Robots. While robots are mainly seen in factories and warehouses, they're entering everyday life. Home robots like self-operating vacuum cleaners and lawnmowers are already here. In the future, robots could shop for you, protect your home, and even provide healthcare services. More sensors everywhere will change many industries, including weather prediction. 4. 3D printers. By 2020, 3D printers might be affordable for most households. McKinsey predicts the 3D printing market will reach $550 billion by then. Cheap materials will let anyone become a manufacturer. 5. Artificial intelligence, AI. AI can make computers as smart as or smarter than people in some ways. They might even replicate emotions and illogical thinking. Future AI could run call centers so well that callers think they're speaking to a person, not a machine. Digitalize global commerce. Digital commerce is being transformed by global online giants like Facebook, Apple, Google, Amazon, and Alibaba. These companies, whether seen as heroes or villains, wield immense power worldwide. They compete on a global scale, and when they acquire smaller firms, those companies gain significant influence and profitability. For instance, Facebook's acquisition of WhatsApp boosted the messaging service's power and reach. Each expansion or acquisition connects these firms to a massive global platform with substantial research, marketing capabilities, and the ability to offer products and services effortlessly. Despite their dominance, these brands reflect current customer relations, not future trends. While their websites are user-friendly, these tech giants seem focused on maintaining strictly digital interactions and minimizing human contact with customers. Digitize customer connections. Customer relations are going digital, yet 73% of consumers still prefer a human bond with companies, even if digital channels work well. Without an emotional connection, people detach from the firms they use. As businesses move to digital customer interactions and consumers crave human contact, companies will face one of 4 scenarios. 1. A quick death. To succeed, customer relations must combine well-executed human contact and smooth digital access. Having the best price, location, or product is not enough in today's market. To survive and thrive, engage clients emotionally and implement top digital customer service. 2. strong today but not tomorrow. These companies emotionally engage customers but lack strength in the digital arena. Many smaller companies and retailers thrive due to warm, personalized customer relations. Buyers return because they value quality merchandise and relatable, people-oriented services. However, even the best of these businesses are at risk from competition from digital giants. Thriving small businesses must explore all digital expansion methods. 3. A fighter's market. Digital superhero firms excel at providing top-notch digital services, but often lack a strong human touch. To stand out, successful firms blend flawless digital functionality with affordable pricing. When rivals match each other in service quality and user-friendliness, the deciding factor for consumers becomes price. 4. When digital becomes human. Some digital firms, like Uber and Airbnb, excel in both technological innovation and personalized customer relations. While platforms like Bookings.com are trusted for their affordable hotel options, consumers value Airbnb's personal touch even more. Airbnb's digital platform makes lodging reservations easy, but its unique selling point lies in fostering a personal connection between guests and hosts. This personal touch leads to strong customer loyalty. 2. Succeed now and in the future. Integrate digital and personal interactions seamlessly to provide consumers with a positive brand experience. Transform C2C transactions. The digital world lets businesses and consumers tap into the power of connected minds. Firms can use this access to connect more deeply with their customers. For example, BlaBlaCar, operating in 12 countries with 8 million members, links people offering rides in Europe with those in need of transportation. BlaBlaCar creates a friendly atmosphere where people feel like friends sharing a ride rather than a business transaction. By connecting consumers directly, BlaBlaCar eliminates the need for trains, planes, buses, and rental cars. The key lesson is to integrate client connections into your business model. Companies like Uber and Airbnb are leading a trend that will shape the future of business. Airbnb allows people to rent apartments directly from owners, avoiding hotels and their services. Uber offers taxi-like services for short trips, using regular people as drivers. In comparison, each Uber ride replaces a potential taxi fare. Consumer-driven businesses. Consumer-to-consumer businesses signal a shift from the traditional production model to the service model, where providing the right service could be more important than selling the right product. This suggests that in the future, personalized services may hold more marketing value than products themselves. Already, consumers are increasingly sharing products with their neighbors rather than purchasing their own. If consumer interest in products wanes, businesses will need to focus more on providing services. Consider BMW's DriveNow service as an example. Users can find available BMWs or Minis using an app located anywhere within DriveNow's service area. They can then drive the car to their destination and leave it there for the next user. This may seem like it would hurt BMW sales, but in reality, it allows people to experience driving a BMW without the commitment of ownership. This approach could represent a future trend in brand building. While commentators often portray these business processes as entirely new models enabled by technology, they are not fundamentally new or revolutionary. Their innovative and profitable aspect lies in the fact that consumers control the entire transaction from start to finish. Crowd digitization. Crafting your business model around the crowd means bringing your clients into the heart of your company. This involves using four key movements. 1. Crowdsourcing. This is about opening your processes to your most loyal consumers to drive innovation. You can let a connected group of consumers act as reviewers, providing feedback on short and long-term product and strategy ideas. For example, in 2014, NASA sent a 3D printer to the orbiting space station to allow astronauts to print pieces to replace broken parts. NASA is setting itself up to ask the crowd for solutions if they don't know how to fix something. Experts around the world would be able to contribute, and if an engineer anywhere has an idea, he or she could send it straight to the space station. The astronauts aboard could weigh its merits and attempt to manufacture it. Similarly, Adidas and Procter & Gamble maintain, and consult with, their customer constituents. 2. Crowdfunding. Kickstarter is the world's biggest and best-known crowdfunding platform. In the 6 years between its 2009 launch and 2014, Kickstarter participants contributed $1.2 billion to 65,000 projects. Anyone with a venture that needs funding can ask the crowd for backing. People who respond on Kickstarter get involved with the companies they back, providing free word of mouth and other public relations services. Some 6.5 million people worldwide have made contributions over time. 3. Crowd service involves customers taking on tasks typically handled by companies. For instance, T-Mobile's customers in the Netherlands answer 65% of each other's questions, boosting customer satisfaction. Giffgaff, an English telecom provider, has relied entirely on its customers to answer queries and handle complaints since its launch in 2009. Some clients are trained as call agents and compensated with call credits. 4. Crowd commerce expands a company's consumer base by providing a platform for mutual transactions. Amazon, for instance, allows customers to sell used items alongside new ones, taking a percentage of the sale. Airbnb and eBay also utilize crowd commerce. In the future, companies will need to balance digital and human interactions with customers. Overemphasis on either may lead to difficulties. Key points. 1. Technology influences people more than people influence technology, shaping daily life and interactions. 2. Digitalization and robotics are reducing human involvement in business, impacting how people buy cars and homes. 3. Companies need to balance digital efficiency with human interaction for customer satisfaction. 4. Digital commerce is evolving with mobile technology, the Internet of Things, robots, 3D printing, and AI. 5. Global online giants like Facebook, Google, and Amazon wield immense power, competing on a global scale. 6. Consumer preferences show a desire for human connection alongside efficient digital services. 7. Businesses need to integrate digital and personal interactions for a positive customer experience.